Ashton, Griffins, Garmurian, Davidoff, if those names are familiar to you, chances are that you are a cigar aficionado. Commentator Lenny Kleinfeld notes that cigars are enjoying renewed popularity in some circles.
Near the beginning of the century, Sigmund Freud was asked for a Freudian explanation of why he constantly held a large burning phallic symbol in his lips or in his hand. His famous reply was, "Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar." But at the end of the century, the discussing, acquiring, storing, caressing, and smoking of cigars has become a deep fad. Here in Los Angeles, at the far end of the American continent and Western civilization, where all reality is heightened or willfully ignored, the fad has become a full-out frenzy of cigar measuring. The power of the frenzy can be traced, in classic Hollywood style, by the fall and rise of someone we'll call Jack, a screenwriter who'd been having a slow decade. A few years ago, Jack faced financial reality and took a job as a salesman in a wine store. A very good wine store, which was depressing because people in the industry shopped there. Jack knew he'd be meeting studio execs, producers, and agents who'd recognize him. But a curious thing began to happen. You almost never found Jack selling wines. He was usually over by a humidor they'd installed, advising a customer or two or three. Jack is a lifelong smoker with photographic taste buds. He remembers the name and characteristics of every cigar he's enjoyed. Heavy hitters began asking for Jack. The humidor became the store's fastest-growing profit center. Last year, another upscale wine store tried to lure Jack away. His employers fought back. They converted a small building down the block into a cigar store and made it Jack's domain. In the few months he's been running the place he calls Testosterone Heaven, Jack has become a hot new showbiz collectible. Being the first on your lot to light up an exotic new cigar is good. It is infinitely better to discover that cigar at one of Jack's closing time get-togethers, where he breaks out the single malts and ports for his pals. So now, after a lifetime of unreturned phone calls, Jack is having producers call him all day, every day. Owners of power restaurants invite Jack to dinner. Recently, a guy stopped in and bought two hand-painted French humidors at $6,000 a pop, one for himself, one for Jack. Now Jack's out of town for some cigar conventions. His absence will really boost his cachet because, as any agent will tell you, the best thing you can be is unavailable. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But right now, the right cigar is Hollywood's most prized illusion of masculinity. And Jack is the guy who knows exactly which cigar that is. He doesn't know when or if he'll write again. But he's relaxed and happy. He's using one of his other talents, and it's transforming his life. And that, as any Freudian or vaudevillian will tell you, is the real meaning of Hollywood.
Screenwriter Lenny Kleinfeld lives in Los Angeles. Thank you.